Topping in the morning. Good morning. Download Upstairs and upload Downstairs. There's plenty to go around with White Fibre. Because we care.
Good morning, Tuesday morning. This is Isle of Wight Radio. Huey Lewis and the News, The Power of Love. So I don't know about you, getting up early in the morning. Now, a lot of people tell me that their pets, you know, kind of get up with them and, you know, sort of welcome them to the day, stuff like that. Jack, my dog, does this thing now where he gets under the covers because it's a little bit cold. And when I leave for work, he might open an eye.
Yeah.
But he's got his whole body, including just his nose, poking out from under the duvet.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I lift the duvet out and go, bye, Jack.
Yeah.
And he kind of looked as if to say, oh, what kind of time do you call this?
What are you
still
doing
the middle
to
of the
me?
Night.
Yeah. It's funny, yeah. Isn't it? Little pet quirks that you get.
Yes.
You know, if you're a dog owner, I'm sure your pet, you know, has its own little personality.
Yeah, my dog loves watching TV. Literally sits at the end of the bed or on the sofa just watching a bit of Country Files Sunday night. That's probably her favourite.
I was going to say, does your dog have, like, favourite shows?
Country File is one definitely up there.
Because of the animals,
yeah, because of the animals. She goes a little bit crazy when she sees sheep. She doesn't really like sheep. Cow, she's all right with.
Okay.
But sheeps and dogs, no.
Have you ever put on Jurassic Park to see what her reaction is going to be?
I bet she loves Crufts.
What's
that?
Oh, she just goes crazy when there's other dogs. But literally, I've got so many pictures. I just think, oh, yeah, what's she doing? And last night, actually, I think I was watching The Chase. She came in, just looked at the TV and went, nah, sort of shook her head and did like a U-turn and back out. I thought, oh, not good enough for you, honey.
That Bradley guy, he's not one of my favourites.
If it was Tipping Point, she would have stayed, I think. Missed it.
Oh, it's Isle of Wight Radio. It's 7:10 on, is it going to be a snow day today?
What do you reckon?
I don't think so.
I think we're going to see a little bit on higher ground, but it's going to be rain first. This is what the Met Office and the Isle of Wight Met Service have told us. A little bit on higher ground, but it could be icy overnight, so be careful.
I'm hoping we don't get snow.
No.
It's just so
it's too
convenient.
Late. It's too late. Should have been a bit earlier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always makes it a fun day, though, doesn't it? Let's be honest.
Oh, yeah, trying to get to work. Brilliant. Always fun. 7:10. We should put a poll up. Is it going to snow today? And see who's right or wrong.
We'll put
tomorrow.
It on Twitter. I
drew a broken heart. Topping in the morning, 6 till 10. Right.
Topping in the morning.
Ellie Goulding, Close to Me. 7:25. You can read the exclusive report when Jamie was given unprecedented access to a police operation that was going on the Isle of Wight that ended up with cannabis, heroin and crack cocaine being seized, along with 4 arrests and thousands of pounds in cash. I mean, I was, in all seriousness, I was really surprised. You know, is that just my ignorance for the Isle of Wight?
Possibly a little bit. I mean, it was part of a region-wide operation. So there was across Hampshire, Portsmouth, Southampton, everywhere. And, yeah, certainly speaking to the police officers, it does happen here.
I think we think we're quite sheltered, don't we?
I always do.
Yeah.
I always think that. But you can read Jamie's full report. Here comes, on the website. Here comes.
Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning. Here comes the sun. Radio.
Well, to be fair, if we're going to put you in the front line, we'll do that more often.
Yeah, perhaps we'll talk about it first.
7:26. News headlines on the way. Justin Timberlake first, though. This is Rock Your Body at Isle of Wight Radio.
Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
We don't shy away from getting them in on the show and asking them to explain themselves, whether it be the leader of the council, the chief executive, or one of the officers. You know, we've had many different disagreements on the show, or I like to call them debates on the show, the fire service being one, the floating bridge being another. But also, I think it's important to really highlight the positive stuff that happens at the council, because this can be overlooked, especially by the media, who can be seen as being very cynical, you know, and always looking for the negative when it comes to the council. So I thought today we should celebrate one department in particular at the Isle of Wight Council, and that is Children's Services, who have turned things around in the last few years from, quite honestly, being quite an embarrassment to the Isle of Wight, and now turning it around to become a shining example of what can be done when you've got the right team around you working hard to make things happen. So we'll be inviting Children's Services onto the show a little bit later on to just celebrate their success of what was a fantastic turnaround of that service, according to Ofsted. So they'll be on the show a little bit later on. It's 12 minutes to 8 right now.
Good morning. Topping in the morning.
Topping in the morning. 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
Isle of Wight Radio. Tuesday morning, will we see snow? That is the big question. 29th of January. It's funny, I've just been paid. Just looked at my account. And I'm thinking, have I actually been paid?
When's payday?
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, it's like, tell me about it.
Oh, not long now till the next payday. Oh, it's miles away. Anyway, morning, Steve. How are you?
Morning, Paul. I'm very good. Thank you very much. Morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning, Steve.
So, you are an old hand at the White Fibre Speed Test Challenge. What's your best time, Steve?
Oh, about 46, I think it was.
Okay, so you are definitely a contender for the £500.
Possibly.
You know, don't put yourself down, you know.
No.
I think you could be there today, especially as you've got a development day, haven't you, because you work at the college.
Yes, we have.
I was saying a little bit earlier on that I always thought a development day was basically a code word for a day off, but apparently it's not.
No, it's definitely not. We're very busy.
But let's be honest, Steve, are you going to say any different even if it is?
Of course I am. Of course I am.
Right then, let's find out.
Like you, Paul, you are Isle of Wight Radio through and through. I am Isle of Wight College through and through.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's what we
always
like. That's what
always
we like
the diplomat.
Oh, that's you. So let's see which topic you're going to be working with today. Hayley has that ready.
Okay, so it's objects and things.
Objects. Oh, okay.
Oh, dear. That sounded
nice and positive.
Ominous. So are you ready with objects and things?
Yes, I'm ready.
Hayley, you ready?
All ready.
Jamie, on the timer?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Are you ready? It's the Need for Speed with White Fibre. 3, 2, 1.
You may give a baby one of these to sort of shake.
Rattle.
Yes. This is an instrument that you'll play with your mouth. So you might move
it. Recorder?
Mouth organ? Yes, that's it. This is a bit like a puzzle, but also sounds like a hand tool as well that you might use.
Jigsaw.
Yes. You might see these on the top of some buildings. They're like these horrible-looking creatures on the top of buildings.
Gargoyles.
Yes. You might get heat out of these on your wall. So it's something that's on your wall that you'll get heat. Yes. You might put this in your drink to make it cold.
Ice.
Yes. You'll see these in the casino. You might put it all on black or all on red. It's sort of like
roulette. Chips.
Roulette, that's it. If you're cleaning your house, you might use one of these. Sometimes it's like a long stick with something furry at the end that helps.
Brush. Feather duster.
Feather duster, that's it. If you were going orienteering, you might need one of these.
Compass.
It's not that. It's like the paper thing that you might get. Yes. If you're changing the colour of your room, you might need to use one of these to sort of make strokes up and down with it. Changing the colour
paintbrush,
of
roller.
Yes, paintbrush.
Oh, Steve, there were a few ones almost designed for you, weren't there, in there?
Got a couple in there, yeah.
Yeah, jigsaw, paintbrush, sounds like a normal day at work. So,
oh dear me,
there we go. That's the 10. Time to beat Hayley.
Time to beat was 40 seconds, 40.74.
That's a pretty
seconds.
Quick time. Your time, Steve?
1 minute, 0.63.
Oh, wow. So wow. Close. So yeah. Close. Steve, thank you so much for being on the show. We're going to sort you out with a nice Amazon voucher. You can nip round the corner during your development day and pick that up from us.
All right.
Always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Okay, guys.
Say hi to everyone at the Isle of Wight College for us, won't you?
Will do. All right. Thanks a lot,
Thanks
guys.
Very much. Cheerio.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. See you, Steve.
Bye.
There you go. That is Steve. Tomorrow it could be you. And we've only got 2 more days until we give the cash away. So, can you work out what Hayley's describing?
Okay, so you might smoke one of these. They're normally quite long and brown. You have sometimes have like a cutter with them. And they're from Cuba.
Okay, what do you think it might be? 66777, text her at standard network rate. Start your text with the word radio, include your answer and your name, and you could be on the show tomorrow, winning yourself an Amazon voucher and maybe topping that up with £500 cash. Join us if you can tomorrow, same time, same place. We are talking about children's services. They got a very good Ofsted report. And as I said earlier, you know, we're all about holding the council to account, but also celebrating when things go well. We're doing that next. No limit in the sky
that I won't fly for. Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
So we've had the floating bridge, we've had the fire service, so many things that we've kind of, you know, brought the council in to answer questions, some of them very, very difficult in the past, and they've always put somebody up to come on to the show. Fairly, you know, negative subjects to talk about, things that people weren't happy with. So it's nice to be able to kind of repay the compliment and when things go well, to actually say well done to the people behind it at the Isle of Wight Council. So we thought, we saw this on the show and we had a long chat about it, and I think it deserves a big round of applause and a big well done from everyone on the island. This is Children's Services. Their latest Ofsted was out a couple of weeks ago. They've gone from inadequate in 2012 to requires improvement in 2014, and now they are a shining example of what children's services should be across the country. So please welcome to the show Paul Brading, who's a councillor, and also Simon Deer, who is, well, he's been with children's services for years on the Isle of Wight. I hope you don't mind me saying that, Simon.
That's fine.
So tell us a little bit about the story of the success. What has changed and why should we be celebrating this?
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, viewers. From what I've seen as a cabinet member, what's changed is stability and leadership at the top, stability and leadership of the whole team. And at the bottom end, we've got some really new members of staff who put the children at the front and centre of everything that we do. And the teamwork throughout the team is really robust. And it's for the benefit of all the children on the island. It's brilliant.
I'm guessing, Simon, for you and your team who are on the front line, this must give you all a bit of a boost, because when you get your Ofsted in and you hear a result like inadequate, it must be, you know, kind of just disheartening that you're still putting the work in, but you get that kind of result. And then this comes along. How are you and the team feeling?
Good morning. Fantastic, actually. I think it's testament to everybody's hard work, as Councillor Brading said. We've had some fantastic leadership through Hampshire County Council for the last 5 years, and certainly in terms of the members of staff we've been able to attract. 5 years ago, we had about 40% of our social workers were agency. Now we're down to 5%, so we're actually an employer of choice of social workers across the South East.
And I'm guessing it's kind of like a, you know, it works both ways, doesn't it? If you're doing well, people want to be part of the team. When you're not doing so well, people aren't quite so keen to join the team. So I'm guessing this is a high. And how do you hope to maintain it? Have you reached the secret formula?
I think at the moment we're looking at how we can improve further. The highest rating that Ofsted give is outstanding. That's what we're ambitious to achieve, certainly by our next inspection.
Okay, so as a councillor, you must look at this, and I know you've been looking after children's services for a couple of years now. What kind of changes have you seen?
Well, when I took over the role, I read the previous inspection, as a base to start from. And what I saw wasn't what I read from the previous inspection. So what I've seen is the team are totally dedicated. They're professional. They've got a vision. They're highly skilled. And not only partnership with Hampshire, but we're developing our own staff now within the council to take those leadership roles. And what I've seen is that all the children on the island get the care that they need in a professional manner. They're looked after very quickly, and it's just a credit to the island, because we are exemplar. We're in the top 20% now nationally, and other councils will be coming to us for advice and guidance, which is, it shouldn't be underplayed, and we should be very proud of what we're achieving.
Well, this is what I was going to say. It's under Hampshire, but do you think that you can see a time when actually it will be the opposite way around? Hampshire will be saying, well, we're being guided by the Isle of Wight.
I think originally, of course, we were forced to join with Hampshire because we were inadequate, but Director of Children's Services will now admit it's a true partnership. Several of our staff go to the mainland to help and support Hampshire. Hampshire are learning from what we're doing. So it is a true partnership that we voluntarily renewed last year because we didn't want to change the service. But we can partner now with Hampshire. We can guide others. We do peer inspections at other authorities now. People want to know what we've done.
Simon, I'm guessing that there will be some people listening this morning that don't really know what children's services actually do. But you have probably one of the most emotionally tough jobs on the Isle of Wight. So just explain to us what you and your team do.
Well, across children's services, we do everything from early help, which is actually helping families before when they have get into trouble or they kind of have issues. And so we kind of go in and support them early on. But then if things get more difficult for families, then actually social workers can support that family through whatever difficult time they're going through.
So you really are front line, dealing with some quite emotional and difficult things.
Yes, certainly.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. Everyone here at Isle of Wight Radio, and I'm sure everyone listening, is very, very proud to see a council service do so well and to turn from, which mustn't, be sort of shied away from. It was an inadequate service, and now where you are today is such a turnaround. So well done to you and the team, and I'm sure that the councillors who just kind of supervise with what's going on would like to wish you all the very best as well.
We've done it several times, we'll do it again. I'm very proud of the team, the whole cabinet, the whole council is extremely proud of the team, what they're doing for the benefit of the young people on the island.
Well, thank you very much for coming in this morning. And it's nice, isn't it, Jamie, to do something a little bit, positive.
It certainly is, yeah. Like you say, credit where credit's due.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll have the council back on the show answering the difficult questions very, very soon. But, let's make hay while the sun shines, shall we?
Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning.
It's Isle of Wight Radio. It is Tuesday morning, the 29th of January. It's time to play today's Test of Time. I'm asking the questions, Hayley is answering, and Jamie has the prestigious honour of doing this. Right, 2012. Which British website overtook the New York Times as the most visited newspaper site on the web?
The Daily Mail.
Is the correct answer. 2010. Which supermarket asked their customers not to shop in their pyjamas or barefoot?
Tesco's.
Is the right answer. Do you know which town it was?
Romford.
No, it was Cardiff. 2006. Which British... I was going to say company, not really company. Massive organisation launched its own telephone directory inquiry service in a bid to undercut rivals like BT. They would normally be known for doing something not involved with telephones, but more kind of analogue.
Thompson Directory.
No, it was the Royal Mail.
Oh, right. Oh, OK.
Yeah, that worked well. And in 1924, this machine was patented by American Carl Taylor. He described the machine as for forming thin, freshly baked wafers. But what were they for?
ice creams.
Yes, ice cream cone maker for the very first time. That is 3 out of 4.
Wow, that's good for me.
You are on top form, girl. I tell
you. Thank you.
Look at this. We are so positive today.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'll be feeling much better tomorrow. Good morning. Get up. Yep, yep. Topping in the morning.